Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has been in pretty desperate circumstances since his theater burned down. And yesterday, he appealed to his old friend Abner for a job at the Jot 'em Down store and was immediately hired. And so now, the former president of this business establishment is now its delivery boy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store and library discussing this new turn of events with Abner.
You mean you're sure enough working for Abner here in the store, Lum?
Yeah, but just twixt me and you, Grandpap, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to put up with it, though. I'll tell you, there's the hardest one man to work for I ever seen in my life.
Abner is, huh?
Yes, sir. He don't let up a minute. Now, he's had me sweep out the store twice today already. And I know the minute he gets back, he'll have something else studied up for me to do.
Yeah, sir, that's the pigeon-toedest thing I ever heard of.
If it weren't a case of work or starve, I'd walk right out on him.
Now, I wouldn't put up with that little varmint sassing me around that way. No, sir. Not Milford Avery Spears wouldn't. No, sir, sir.
Well, I'd almost rather dig ditches than have that little critter ordering me around. And I'm half a mind to do it, too. Almost.
Why don't you just go to New York City and take up some of them ideas you was telling me about the other day?
Well, I'm going to do that, but I got to keep this job and save up some money first. See, them ideas of mine will take a batch of capital.
Yeah, I see. Well, how much is Abner paying you, Lum?
$3 a week.
$3? Law sakes, he offered me 3-4 times that much.
I know it. It's humiliating. Downright humiliating. And that ain't the worst of it. Now, you take this morning, for instance. Sister Simpson called up for a spool of thread. A spool of thread, mind you. He sent me clean over to her place, walked all the way over there in that cold wind with a spool of number 50 white thread when it was a spool of number 60 black thread she wanted. So I had to walk all the way over there and back twice.
Well, you oughtn't have made a mistake.
Well, I never made it. It was Abner. And it wouldn't surprise me none if he never done it on a purpose, too.
Well, I'll be a monkey pigeon-toed uncle.
He just pierced to take a delight in ordering me around. Special if there's a customer in here. That's when he likes to show off. He embarrassed me to death in front of Ezra Seastrunk this morning. Calls me boy, you know.
Boy?
Yeah, boy this and boy that. And Granny, he better not never work for me again.
If I was you, I'd go to California and pick Atacabos if I was you.
I tell you, this is an awful come down for me. Here 2 months ago, I was president of this store. Now I'm nothing but a delivery boy. I tell you, it's humiliating. Out and out.
Hey, what's going on in here? Come on, get up from there, boy.
Well, I...
What do you mean, sitting around like this when there's work to be did around here?
I just sat down for half a second to talk to Grandpap.
Hey, Grandpap, that's another thing. I don't want you coming down here taking up my delivery boy's time. I ain't paying him to sit around and gossip. Go on, get back there, boy, and get that feed room straightened up now.
Why, straighten it up once today.
Straighten it up again, and don't be talking back to me, neither.
All right.
When you get that done, why, sprinkle the floor down right good and sweep out again. I want this place clean in here.
But, Abner, I swept the store out twice today. There ain't no sense to keep...
Are you arguing back with me?
No, Abner,
hey,
I...
Don't call me Abner. I'm Mr. Peabody to you. Don't get so familiar around here. Now, go on. Get on back there and get your work done.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's better.
Swan to goodness, Abner. That beats anything I ever heard in my life. You ordering Lum around that way.
Quicker he learns who's boss around here, the better off he'll be. Go on, boy. Don't be standing there eavesdropping. I see you. Go on. Get to work.
Yes, sir. I never would have thought he'd have took it off of you.
Well, he's got to if he works here. I'll fire him so quick he won't know how it happened. I'm paying him twice what he's worth now.
Well, he ain't no use to browbeat a feller, Abner. Lum's having a hard run of luck here late, looks like. And here you are taking advantage of him.
Man, I was just saying all that so he could hear me, Grandpa. I can see the top of his head there in the feed room door. I know he's trying to hear what we're saying. See, what I'm doing is just trying to learn him a lesson.
Learn him a lesson?
Why, yeah. I come down here this morning, you'd have thought he was boss. Sitting there in that chair, reared back with his feet propped up on the desk like he owned the place.
Well, he always did sort of run things when him and you was partners.
That's just the reason I'm putting him in his place. Started right out this morning trying to tell me how to run things. 2 or 3 days like today, and I'll have him tame as a kitten.
Well, I don't believe you ought to be too hard on him, Abner.
I ain't forgot the times he's bossed me around. This is more fun than I've had in 6 years. Just a chance I've been waiting for. Did he say anything about me bossing him around before I come in, Grandpa?
Well, yes, he did sort of make mentions of it.
What'd he say?
Well, he don't like it, I'll tell you that. Said you was the meanest feller to work for he ever seen in your life.
He did? Well, good. I'd give anything to hear him say that. Oh, it's just killing him is what it's doing. I was just waiting for that Miss Milbank. You know the one Lum sort of cash she buys at over at church of a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, sure, I know her.
I'm just waiting for her to come in the store. I'm going to give Lum a good going over right in front of her.
Oh, now, Abner,
I'll do it.
Just about kill him. I wouldn't go too far with him, or he'd liable to haul off and whop you on.
Well, I don't think he will. I believe I've got him right where I want him. He still talks back a little, but I'll have him whipped in shape in a couple of days now. And just think, he used to boss me around. Dog is, I still can't get used to it, though, Grandpa. Every once in a while, I still forget who's boss and start to ask him if I can do something.
Yeah, naturally you would.
I've just been sitting around studying up stuff to make him do. I wouldn't take nothing for this. Him and his big talk. All them old Eddard Sands, you know, he's always pulling on somebody.
Yeah.
He started on one of them this morning. I just told him to hash right up, but I never wanted to hear it. You ought to have seen the expression on his face.
Jiminy Abner, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm just doing it for his own good.
Yeah, but you're carrying things way yonder too far, I'm feared.
It's the only way to handle fellas like Lum, Grandpa. If I don't get the upper hand of him, why, he'll be running the store again, same as he's always did. I just can't let that happen.
Yeah, but you ought to pay him more money at least. Now, that $3 ain't enough to keep him in vittles, hardly.
Oh, well, I just told him that. I'm going to give him more. Give him $10, I guess. Maybe 12 even, I don't know. But I want him to start at the bottom, work up, appreciate what he gets.
Might mind out. Here he comes. Here he comes back.
Now, what is it? What do you want, boy?
Well, I got the feed room straightened up, Mr. Peabody.
Well, it's about time. Well, you can sit down and rest for a minute then before you start sweeping out again. Don't want you to overdo it.
Sweeping out again?
Yeah.
You mean I got to sweep the store again?
I told you I want you to sprinkle the floor down good and sweep it out. Now, that's what I want dead.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mr. Peabody, I was just noticing that flower back there. Some of it's been there quite a while. Might be a good idea to put a special price on that and sort of move it out.
I'll do the pricing around here.
Well, I just thought...
Well, you ain't got no business thinking.
No, sir.
I'm going to put a special on that flower, but now don't you get it in your head that you give me the idea.
Oh, of course not. No. But if it's me, I'd make an announcement on the party line and shave the price a little.
Yeah, maybe I had better do... I was going to do that, yeah. It was my own idea. Excuse me, Grandpap. I'll do that right now before I let it slip my mind again. How much do you think we ought to ask for it, Lum? Never mind. I'll do the thinking around here.
You stand by the stove there, Grandpa. It's kind of cool back there in the feed room.
Yeah, you must be tired, too, Lum, moving them 100-pound sacks of feed around.
I never move none. I just told him it was already straight. Just sit down and rest it back there.
Hello? Hello, everybody. Jot 'em down, store talking. Ain't no far. I've just got an extra special announcement to make.
Hope nobody's listening.
I'm running a big sale on flour this week, and 48-pound sacks, a regular $1.50 seller. This week's special for $1.25.
Listen to that. In the first place, we ain't got nothing but 24-pound sacks. If it was 48 pounds, it wouldn't be worth that. What he's saying. Never did no prices.
What's that, Lum?
Nothing. I was just talking to Grandpa.
Say, folks, that reminds me, too. I just want to tell you that I got a new delivery boy now.
Oh, yeah.
So I can give you quick service. He better give quick service. If you don't, report him to me, and I'll fire him. Anything you want, why, just call up. I'll send him right over with it in a dead run. We're going back to the old pre-war days of having delivers every day. Well, I reckon that's all for today, folks. Goodbye. Don't get that party mind about the handiest thing I ever seen. showing these folks around here how a grocery store ought to be run, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Got a man at the head of it now that knows the business. It's a good thing I got hold of it when I did, too. More likely been a bankrupted by this time. Yes, sir, it's just a lucky thing. Wait a minute. Answer the phone, boy.
You mean you want me to answer?
I'm looking at you, ain't I? Get on over. Get a move on.
All right, all.
Let me act like you're 150-year-old.
I feel like it today. Hello? John, I'm down store and library. L. Edwards, president.
Yes, say, boy. Boy talk.
Hello, yes, Mom?
Can say deliver, boy, I reckon, if you want to.
Why, sure we can. What was you needing?
I hope it's cleaned at Cherry Hill. That's all I hope.
What else?
Send him in a dead trot.
All right, I'll get it right over there.
And dog trot all the way over and back.
Yes, Mom. All right, much obliged to you.
Admiral,
the widow Abernathy needs a can of baking powders right away.
Can of baking powder?
Yeah, she's waiting to make biscuits for supper, so you'll have to hurry. Here, take this can and get on over there as quick as you can.
Sure. Widow Abernathy, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Hurry now. She's waiting for us.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Grandpa.
Yeah, all right, Abner. That's right. Just look at him go.
Yeah, he's sure making tracks. Wait a minute, though. You're supposed to be the deliver boy here now.
Yeah. That's the funny part about it. He plumb forgot that.
Yeah, sir, now, that's a gooder known him. Taking it over there himself.
Yeah, not only that, he's taking her baking powders and she ordered baking soda. You'll have to make another trip. Granny's, I figured I'd study some way to get